We're visiting with Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, before we talk about this week's matchup with Southern Coffee County, last Friday night you went up against Lebo, and Lebo wins the game 42-34, but it looks like your nine guys gave it a heck of a battle.
They played their hearts out. Not much that I can say more about the toughness of our kids. I mean, we fought them out to a scoreless first quarter. Then, you know, Lebo is explosive with, you know, especially with that Reese kid at quarterback. And they, when they, you know, dropped 26 on us in the second quarter, I mean, I was kind of worried about how the kids would respond. But, you know, we came out and played in the second half and really showed our resilience and our toughness. I couldn't be prouder of our kids on Friday.
We're visiting with Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza on the Area Coach's Corner. And, you know, we've talked about this a couple times already, but with only a limited number of players and playing with only nine guys last week, this is a group of players that will have to go down in the annals of Waverly High School football of giving it all they had every night out.
Football's got bumps and bruises. My one kid, I mean, Luke Bartley, he was on the sideline for me, and he played meaningful minutes on Friday, and he did everything he could to try to help us win. And I mean, that just shows how our team is about our team and trying to, you know, we've got a job to do, and we're going to do it to the best of our ability no matter how many kids we got to face.
You're scheduled to take on Southern Coffee County tomorrow night, homecoming for your ball club. As you look at Southern Coffee County, what is it they could offer some challenges with?
And just like most teams, they're going to be they're going to have more kids than us, but also they got some more size than us up front. So we've got to, you know, push around some bigger kids to get going what we want to get going. Their quarterback Wade Gluey, he's a sneaky fast good runner. If they give him time to throw, I mean, he can throw a good ball. But if we let them do all that, I mean, we might have some issues. But if we can take care of that, I think our boys will do a good job.
And this is the beginning of district play, and you're looking at the district, and obviously Colony Crest might be at the top of the list as far as the district is concerned, St. Paul in that mix, but you really have to like your team's chances of advancing out of this district.
Oh, yeah. You know, St. Paul and Crest, I mean, I've seen some tape of them, and they definitely have, you know, some good stuff going on at each of their places, and I think both of those games would really, I mean, will probably be our, hopefully, two toughest games moving forward. But I do really like our chances against them. I mean, I know Crest lost a lot to graduation last year, and I know St. Paul didn't. So, but I think our kids have improved that much to be able to take care of both teams. And that hopefully, you know, that just God willing, we'd be stay healthy and keep working hard.
Coach Forenza, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Good luck tomorrow night against Southern Coffee County, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
Hey, thank you very much, sir, and thank you for everything you do.
That's Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by the First National Bank of Kansas and by Stewart Service on KVOE Live and Local.